This is Fresh Air. James Govan isn't a household name, and until recently, when Kent Records issued an album of mostly unreleased recordings called Wanted, there wasn't much to hear from him. But there was a time when some people in the know, in Memphis, said this Southern soul singer was Otis Redding's natural successor. Rock historian Ed Ward has his story.
James Govan was born in Mississippi in 1949 and was still a baby when his parents relocated to Memphis. By the time he was a teenager, he was playing guitar and drums and singing in a group called The Vans, who were heard one night by George Jackson, a producer and songwriter for Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals. Jackson had been telling the folks back at Fame that they should open an operation in Memphis, that not all the good talent had been signed, so Rick Hall, Fame's owner, opened a small studio to record demos there in 1969. He put Mickey Buckins, an up-and-coming producer and engineer, in charge of it. George Jackson was hanging around Memphis a lot, and he put Buckins and Govan together. Buckins heard a similarity to Otis Redding, and soon enough, Govan was at Fame in Muscle Shoals, recording a song that had been a B-side for Laura Lee during her legendary but hitless recording sessions there. The sudden change of Govan's voice for the chorus, the superb backing track, none of it made a difference. The record went nowhere. Buckins, though, didn't give up. He had an idea. Take a contemporary rock song and see what Govan could do with it. What he did was pretty wonderful.
Nobody feels any pain tonight, I stand inside the rain. Everybody knows that baby's got new clothes. Lately I see a ribbon in her bow. And the problem comes, but she takes just like a woman. She makes love just like a woman. She aches just like a woman. Oh, but she breaks up like a little girl.
That one and his equally wonderful version of I Shall Be Released never got issued. In 1971, though, Hall took another chance on Govan and did it with a rock song, which did get released.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other love. something in the way she moves me. I don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in her. Somewhere in a smile, she knows.
Again, nothing happened. Buckins remembered a legendary tape that had been cut at fame when Otis Redding dropped by with a song he gave to Arthur Conley. Maybe this would be right for James.
You left the water run when you left me behind. Baby, now that you left all the water running, running from the
By this time, Buckins had moved back to Muscle Shoals and was a studio manager there. But Fame Records was losing momentum, and he and Govan parted company. Over the subsequent years, Govan has recorded sporadically, his last album coming out in 1966, and he became a star in Italy thanks to the Paretta Soul Festival. But mostly he and a guy named Don Chandler have fronted the Boogie Blues Band at the Rum Boogie Cafe on Beale Street in Memphis. He doesn't like to be interviewed, and he stopped playing Paretta. But whatever he chooses to do with his talent in the future, these recordings for Fame are unparalleled.
Ed Ward reviewed Wanted, James Govan's Fame recordings.